From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama and Russia's President Dmitry Medvedev have reached 8 agreements in the first day of a summit in Moscow. Mr. Obama says the two nations have an accord to reduce their stockpiles of nuclear warheads.
We have signed a joint understanding for a follow-on treaty to the START agreement that will reduce our nuclear warheads and delivery systems by up to a third from our current treaty limitations. This legally binding treaty will be completed this year.
The president said the agreements reached are part of an effort to improve relations between the two countries.
The president and I agreed that the relationship between Russia and the United States has suffered from a sense of drift. We resolved to reset U.S.-Russian relations so that we can cooperate more effectively in areas of common interest.
Russia today also formally granted the U.S. permission to fly troops and weapons across Russian territory to Afghanistan. The U.S. and Russia have reaffirmed a commitment to fight terrorist and drug trafficking in Afghanistan. The 2 days of meetings between Medvedev and Mr. Obama are the first summit between U.S. and Russian leaders in 7 years. Ethnic rioting in a regional capital in western China has left at least 140 people dead and more than 800 others injured. NPR's Anthony Kuhn says the city has been somewhat quieter today with a heavy military police presence.
I talked to people who just saw arrests of several Uyghurs near a central square on the south side of town. So I think arrests are still continuing. However, there's certainly nothing like what there was last night, with plumes of smoke rising and hundreds of cars being attacked and quite a lot of mayhem. It seems that the government pretty much has things under control, and the city is in a sort of a loose sort of lockdown at the moment.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Urumqi, China. Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara has died at his home in Washington at the age of 93. McNamara was forever linked to the Vietnam War, which he oversaw in the 1960s as he served in the administrations of Presidents Kennedy and Johnson. He eventually concluded that the war had been wrong, as he stated in a 1995 interview on WHYY's Fresh Air.
I believe it was an error, a tragic error. Assume for the minute that my judgment is correct. Then I think we owe an explanation to future generations of what happened and how to avoid that in the future.
McNamara grappled with the moral fallout of the Vietnam War for the rest of his life. Prior to serving as defense secretary, he was president of Ford Motor Company. After leaving the Pentagon, McNamara was president of the World Bank for 13 years. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Industrials are down 25 points at 8,255. The Nasdaq Composite Index is off 24 points. This is NPR News. A new report on the service sector of the U.S. economy indicates it shrank less than expected last month. The Institute for Supply Management's index, though, was still not in the range indicating economic expansion. The party of Mexico's President Felipe Calderón has been defeated in midterm legislative elections. The main opposition party, formerly the country's ruling party, won a sizable majority. Michael O'Boyle has the story from Mexico City.
President Calderón's National Action Party bet on voter support for his battle against the nation's brutal drug cartels, but most Mexicans voted with their pocketbooks, frustrated by the nation's deepest economic recession in decades. Calderón's party will lose its edge in the lower house of Congress to the Institutional Revolutionary Party. The PRI ruled Mexico for most of the 20th century until its defeat by Calderón's PAN in 2000. Sunday's victory could be positioning the party for a presidential comeback in 2012. Until then, Calderón will be beholden to the PRI in Congress, which bodes poorly for the deep tax and energy reforms that analysts say Mexico needs to boost its economy. For NPR News, I'm Michael O'Boyle in Mexico City.
A federal bankruptcy court judge has approved a plan by General Motors to sell its key assets to a new company backed by the U.S. government. Judge Robert Gerber dismissed hundreds of objections to the restructuring plan and wrote that it was necessary to take action while there's still some value in GM to, in Gerber's words, prevent the death of the patient on the operating table. The automaker and federal officials are hoping to close the sale later this week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.